an inexpensive way of measuring moisture content of harvested forages today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. There are safe ranges for the amount of moisture in forages like haylage and silage. White County, Arkansas Extension Agent Brian Haller.
And it's real important to get that moisture out. If you get it too wet, over 60%, you can have spoilage problems. You get it below that 40%, the forage won't ensile properly. So that moisture is very, very important.
You can hire someone to test the moisture content. Haller knew a farmer who had done just that, and together they tried an experiment.
I basically went to Walmart and bought a 6-quart air fryer, and we tested that forage, and it actually ended up being pretty much what the gentleman had told him was going to be. But it worked really easy, really simple. It takes about 30 minutes as far as the drying part, and worked really well.
Haller says he got a small pan to hold the sample and put a metal grate over it to prevent dry matter from touching the heating coil.
We tell them you don't want to use your wife's air fryer, but to be honest, the one we have that I bought, I mean, I cleaned it up, and actually our family consumer science agent used it for our air fryer workshop, you know, a month or so later, and there was no problems. As long as you clean up your mess after it's over, there's really relatively no mess in the way I did it with that aluminum pan.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.